Hello backstage, this is She Flew Higher, and this evening I am answering Texan Guy's broad spectrum questionnaire. So, question one. What is an average everyday task or thing that you do that may be interpreted or seen as sexy by someone else? The only thing I can think of here is that I do quite like wearing thigh highs. So I guess if you like that sort of thing, then putting on a pair of thigh highs, I mean, they're clothes, but I believe some people like them, so. Question two. What is more dangerous for society, anti-intellectualism or pseudoscience? Why? So, I would say hands down anti-intellectualism, because anti-intellectualism creates a climate in which pseudoscience can thrive. So I agree that pseudoscience is very dangerous, but we need authority figures who are not unwilling or afraid to challenge pseudoscience. And I feel that in a climate of anti-intellectualism, that's not going to happen. So I want, I would like to know that there are authority figures ready to say, oh yeah, back that up, you know, show me the peer-reviewed data. Yeah. So question three, what is your preference for a partner's pubic hair situation? What is your preference for your partner's body hair overall? So body hair, I don't care. I have absolutely no preference. As for the other, as you may be able to tell from my audios, if you've heard them, I really enjoy blowjobs. And I don't like having my nose tickled, so I would say neat. So like trimmed, I don't care beyond that. Question four, what sort of dance styles do you have experience in? Which are you the best at or like the most? If you don't know how to dance, what would you like to learn? As a child, I did ballet, contemporary, ballroom, Latin, but like lots of people, I have not kept it up, so yeah, nowadays I love to dance, but I don't know, I don't have any formal training in how to do that, so it's mostly just with friends. And if I was going to learn how to dance, when I was studying, I had some Brazilian friends who, they had never been taught formally how to dance, but if there was ever a party, you know, the music would go on and the drinks would come out, and all the Brazilians, they just knew how to dance. It was just, you know, from their background and their upbringing, it was just in them to know how to do that. And you know, if you dance with someone who really knows what they're doing, you don't necessarily need to know how to dance, you just get swept up in it. So I guess I'd like to know how to do that. And I think that's quite enough rambling on that subject. So question five, what was the last thing you did that you felt embarrassed by, either in private or in public? I don't really know. I don't really get embarrassed very much. I don't think I'm easily embarrassed. I guess the main thing that would embarrass me is if I... There's always a moment when you tell someone something, like a thought, or when you explain a motivation, and there's that split second where I have a reflex of thinking, oh my god, are they going to take the mickey out of me about this? you know, if you share something with someone and you just have that moment of doubt of whether or not you're going to regret that decision. But yeah, I rarely do. But that's the closest thing to embarrassment I can think of. Question 6. Let's say you've started to notice your hair thinning and you've come to the realisation you're balding. What would you do or plan to do about it? What would you do if your partner was balding? So I have quite long, thick hair, so if I was balding, I would be pretty devastated. But I think after a certain amount of self-indulgence, self-pity and Prosecco drinking, I would like to pull myself together and buy some pretty headscarves and wigs, and I would aim to look awesome in any case. If it was my partner, I have to say, I don't think I'd care. Like, no, that's the wrong way to put it. I would care in the sense of I would try and be sensitive to the fact that it would affect his self-image, and he would care, and therefore I would care. But in terms of how I personally would feel about it, I don't think you ever expect anybody you know to remain unchanged over time. And, you know, losing some hair is not, it's not like growing antlers. It's not an unusual thing to happen to a person. So, I don't think I'd be bothered at all. Question 7. Is it ever okay to be arrogant and snobbish when you know you're right? No. It isn't unusual to be arrogant and snobbish when you know that you're right. However much I think we all want to be a better person than that. but no, it isn't okay. Question 8. What was the best sex toy / accessory purchase you ever made, and why? So, if you are listening to this and you do not own a sex toy, then I want you to stop listening and go and buy one right now. No, not one. I want you to go and buy several. Go crazy. Sex toys are awesome. Do your research. Don't go for something wild and crazy to start with. But yeah, for me personally, I think it is a toss-up between two things. There's the rabbit, which is every girl's best friend, and then there's my most recent purchase, which was a a remote control vibrating egg. And oh yeah, that come to think of it, that was the last time I was embarrassed in public, was when I left the house wearing that, and the function of it was outside of my control. Question 9. If you had to describe your body using 3 words or less, what words would you choose and why? It's okay if you use words already used by other posters. Let's be realistic, folks. Yeah. So, body confidence is something I feel quite strongly about. And I know a lot of women, and not just a lot of women, this affects all people. People really hate their bodies. They feel shame and hatred, and they live in misery because of the way they look. And, you know, like, I'm not perfect, but I look in the mirror and I think I look damn good. And I'm happy. And so I just think, you know, nobody's perfect, but focus on the good and don't let it ruin your life. So my three words would be clever, imperfect, and mine. Question 10. How do you feel about people who talk openly about their sexual exploits to you? Should they, why or why not? So, I mean, if it was like a stranger, that would be weird. That's crossing one too many social boundaries for me. But, you know, if it's a group of friends, it depends on whose information someone is sharing. So if someone's sharing information solely pertaining to themselves, then I think that's fine. I think it's good and healthy to speak openly about sex. But if it relates to somebody else and is information that they shouldn't be sharing about that person, if they're compromising that person's privacy, then that's not okay. That would make me feel very uncomfortable, and I would probably tell them that straight out. But yeah, it's good to trade information about sex, and you know, if you're with a group of friends and someone says, "Hey, has anyone tried this? I was thinking about," and you know, someone else will go, "Yes," and you know, "You need to do this, don't do that, make sure you have this," and everybody ends up having more fun. So yeah, talk about sex within certain limits. What is your morning routine like on most days? Give us a little glimpse of what it's like to wake up as you in the morning. So, when I wake up in the morning, I'm not a morning person, but I do wake up quite alert. I'm always slightly grumpy until I've had a cup of tea, and then it's usually go, go, go. But every now and then I like to wake up early and have a quiet hour in the morning before the world wakes up. So that's always my favourite time, if I'm awake then and I'm curled up in a chair by myself. Yeah, then I like the morning. Question 12. As of reading this questionnaire, take the last person you PM'd and tell us what your new GWA celebrity couple username would be. So the last person I PM'd was Texan Guy, and I guess our GWA celebrity couple username would be Tex Flew Higher. I can't see any other way that would work. Yeah. Bonus question 13. You can send a message in a bottle back in time to yourself. What age of you would you send it to, and what would it say? So, I put up some pretty high walls as a teenager, and I became very bad at letting other people in. So I would send a message to myself when I was about 14, and it would say, "Have more faith in other people," because as an adult I have to consciously let my walls down. I don't naturally let people in. So and it turns out that other people are actually pretty awesome given half a chance. So yeah, I think there would be benefits to having not put those walls up in the first place. So yeah, that's what I would say to my 14-year-old self. Have more faith in other people. I'm losing my voice a bit, so it's a good job I've got to the end of the questionnaire there. Well done if you made it all the way to the end. And thank you for listening.